Washington Burning. How a Frenchman's vision of our nation's capital survived Congress, the Founding Fathers, and the invading British Army. By Les Standiford. Narrated by Michael Pritchard. Copyright 2008 by Les Standiford. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Crown Publishers, an imprint of the Crown Publishing Group, a division of Random House Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2008 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Part 1. Idea of Order. Chapter 1. Sentinel. The vantage point for this surveillance is atop a hill 571 feet above sea level, looking east from Virginia, across the broad Potomac River, toward the capital city of the United States. The view, shaded by a dense overhang of trees, is as striking as it is strategic. In the far distance, the dome of the Capitol building gleams in the late afternoon sun, commanding all the storied monuments that dot the verdant landscape in between. From this spot, Washington looks anything but the locus of world politic, not at all the picture of an ever-roiling center of intrigue. It looks almost peaceful. Just across the river below is the Doric assemblage of the Lincoln Memorial, anchoring one end of the reflecting pool. At the other end is the giant stone obelisk, one of the world's tallest buildings, that pays tribute to the founder of the city. On a line 30 degrees or so to the south of the reflecting pool,